Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, that was better. Thank you. I deserve that. That's okay. I'm going to have my phone here because I'm a walker, but also I'm exhausted because it's Pride Month, and I am planning that beautiful two-day festival in 3 weeks, and my brain doesn't work, but that's okay. So, I'm going to start with, I am going to use this podium just a little bit here. We're going to put my phone down. I need my hands. Yeah. This is great. It's good to see all of you. That music was gorgeous. Thank you. Also, that story was amazing. So my name is Jazz. Thank you all for having me. I am a Two-Spirit person, and I put a quote in the bulletin for you to learn a little bit more about what that means. That is by no means an all-encompassing definition, because the beautiful thing about being Two-Spirit is there is no one definition of being Two-Spirit, but I tried to give you at least a good kind of quote-ish that helps to at least give you a good idea of what being Two-Spirit means. I'm also going to kind of keep track of the time, because I also, once I get into my groove, we'll start talking and we'll be here till 3. And I don't know about you, but I'm not trying to be here till 3. I got things to do. So I will share a little bit about myself, specifically my Two-Spirit identity. I wanted to talk about that because being that this is a spiritual community, I don't actually get to talk about my spirituality very much. A lot of folks want to talk about my gender or my sexuality a lot, and being Two-Spirit does encompass a lot of that for me, but I don't get to talk about my spirituality enough. So being Two-Spirit, for me to answer one of the questions from the first part, I didn't forget about you, I got you. So the spiritual part of being Two-Spirit for me is that I am very, very connected to nature. I do believe in the Creator, and that the Creator created all of us and gave us all beautiful people the right to be here and be who we want it to be, however that looks for us, whenever that looks for us. I won't go too deep into that, but, my spirituality is very much based in nature and energies. And as a Two-Spirit person, definitely the belief in energies, masculine energy, feminine energy, androgynous energy, and healing energy, and all of those things. So for me, Two-Spirit being a term used in many indigenous cultures, especially within the Anishinaabe culture, which is what I am, using to describe individuals that encompasses a lot of those energies and a beautiful balance and flow of those energies. It is transcendent of a lot of the Western binary of either male or female or masculine and feminine specifically. Excuse me. Apparently my breakfast is trying to come back and say hi. Because we want to recognize the fluidity of gender, the fluidity of identity, because none of us have the exact same gender, the exact same identity. And so we love to talk about how some folks you may have heard, like, oh, gender is on a spectrum. And I actually don't even talk about that, because spectrum still implies that there's two endpoints. It still implies that there's some perfect version of maleness and some perfect version of femaleness or femininity and masculinity, and we're all just kind of somewhere in there, right? But like, who's the perfect version of maleness and who's the perfect version of femaleness? Who knows? because that changes all the time. It's based in culture. It's based in, you know, the time you grew up. It's based in what year you were born. It's based in if you were born rural or urban or, you know, I don't know, Grand Rapids versus Grand Haven, right? Like, all of those things are arbitrary. And so as a two-spirit person, I love it because my understanding of all of these things and my understanding of liberation even is rooted in being able to embrace fluidity, okay, and not rigidity, because it's not about fitting in any predefined categories, because we all transcend those categories, okay? Even if you consider yourself to be masculine, your masculinity is not the same exact masculinity as somebody who may be sitting next to you that also considers themselves masculine, right? And that doesn't mean your version of masculinity is better or worse than anybody else's, right? And that's what saying spectrum does, right? Spectrum implies also there's levels to that. Right? And that if you're over here on the spectrum, then whoever's over here must be greater or less than, depending on which way you're looking at it, right? And neither one is greater or less than. So I want you to think about that. So I love, too, because it also helps us to honor the fullness of who we are. Okay? I live at the intersection of multiple identities. I am Black, I am Indigenous, I am queer, I'm two-spirit, I'm disabled, I'm a parent, I'm a lot of other things that we could spend 20 more minutes talking about, right? But we'll just stop there. But embodying that fluidity and having that fluidity is also not just a personal trait, but it's a profound way of being able to exist in a world that insists on binary thinking. It's hard to live in this world that insists on binary thinking because it creates that tension, right? You ever have felt like you tried to fit into a place that you're just like, well, that's not exactly how I feel, but maybe that's kind of how I feel, right? Like, I think about that sometimes with, even to take it out of like gender and sexuality, right? Think of the terms even like Democrat versus Republican, right? Are there ever times where you're just like, well, I don't know, like I do believe something from this category, but maybe I also believe in something from this category, but does that make me less of this category? Like, what does that mean, right? And it feels very constricting, right? Especially if you're just like, you know, especially in Michigan, right? You have to choose how you want to vote. You have to put, are you voting Democratic or are you voting Republican, right? You're like, but what if I want to vote Democratic except for that one? not that one. Then what? That's how it feels, right? Especially being a two-spirit person. I'm just like, but what if, I don't like that one. And what if, why I gotta choose that, right? And that's how I have to go through my life pretty much every day. So let's talk about that. Let's explore that a little bit and how embracing fluidity can lead us not only towards liberation, but, and not only personally, but also as a collective, okay? All right, so in many ways, society has built a world based on these binaries, right? We can agree to that. You know, male, female, gay, straight, Republican, Democrat, right? White, Black, right? It's we're forced into these binaries, but these binaries not only limit how we express ourselves, but also forces us to express what we believe is even possible. Okay, because if it restricts what we believe is possible, and I think you all would agree with that, right? Even being here in a spiritual community, okay? Right, because especially living here in West Michigan, we're told that there's really only one spirituality, right? You're either Christian or you ain't. There's nothing else, right? We feel that. You're the Christian or you're going to hell. right? And even then, you got to be a certain type of, right? You got to be a certain type of Christian, too. Even within the Christianity, you got to be a certain type, right? And that's restrictive. And that doesn't even make sense with how we interact with the world. So I love, though, as a two-spirit person, it helps me to be able to embody the space between binaries and being able to continue to see fluidity as an act of liberation. Because when we reject rigid categories, we open ourselves up to a fuller, richer experience. Fluidity allows us to live authentically without the constraints of either or, and being able to express both and. And even both and is still restrictive. This is getting on my nerves, y'all. It's trying to be a paid actor over here. It's like, hey, look at me, I'm a mic. I got a loud voice, don't make me take it off now. I'm trying to be accessible. But the rejection of our limitations, and in that rejection is where we will also find freedom. Okay? Breaking beyond the binaries of gender, sexuality, societal roles is an act of profound liberation. And when we embrace this fluidity, we reject that limiting, oppressive framework that doesn't even reflect the fullness of who we are. Okay? So I loved the meditation too, because it also talked about queer joy. Queer joy in and of itself is an act of liberation, okay? Especially nowadays, because nowadays they don't want any of us to be happy. I'm not even talking about just queer people, okay? They pissing off everybody right now. Okay, they in their little rooms talking about some, okay, who didn't we piss off yesterday? Because that's who we gonna try to piss off today. I'm going to try to have piss off be the only cuss word I say. I can't promise y'all. The more I get into this, it might happen. Let it go. Told you I don't do binaries. I don't believe cuss words are bad. But for many of us, as we talked about queer joy, right? Queer joy is an act of celebration, yes. And we, of course, want those acts of celebration because we all deserve that. But it's also an act of radical resistance, right? Think about it. Because who are you to tell me that I can't be happy? Who are you to tell me that I can't be who I want to be? Same goes for you all, okay? Think about it. Who is anybody to tell you that you can't be who you want to be? Does that feel good if somebody says, nah, you can't do that? Right? That was a question. It doesn't feel good, right? Thank you. Okay, I'm just making sure y'all still awake. I got y'all. But in a world that has tried to erase our identities and make us fit into a box, or even worse, invalidate our experience and our existence altogether, right? Almost everybody in this room, I'm sure, has had a point in time that somebody somewhere has tried to erase or invalidate a part of your identity. And that shit didn't feel, see, damn, it didn't even have, I didn't even last 2 minutes. It didn't feel good, did it? And you wanted to fight back, whatever that fight back meant to you. You wanted to rebel, right? We were all kids. Everybody shake your head and say, right. We were all kids. This is why I love kids, and we should all listen to kids, because kids got it right. Now, I'm also a parent, and it irritates the shit out of us. Okay? I tell my kids all the time, I want you to be stubborn afterwards. But right now, when it's time to go to bed, is not the time to have radical resistance. I just need you to go to bed. But I need us to embrace that inner child, right? That inner child that wanted to test those limits, to be able to be whoever we wanted to be and to be free and be childlike, okay? Children are born with that naturally in them. It's us who tamper that down, okay? We need to remember to bring that up and embrace that no matter how old we are. Trying to find where I'm at. Told you I'm gonna just go off of this. So being able to embrace joy, whether that's queer joy, whether that's just having joy in general, whether that's joy in yourself, whether that's joy in being able to be spiritual, whether that's joy in being able to be free, whether that's joy in our first part, we talked about even like as feminine folks being able to wear pants, right? Being able to express yourself and however you want to be able to express yourself is a part of your survival. It's an act of resistance. And the radical refusal to be diminished and the radical refusal to be forced into a narrow category, and that is an act of joy and it's an act of resistance. And it's an act of reclaiming your space for yourself and saying, I am here. Say that with me. I am here. And I deserve to be here. So remember that when you're reclaiming your power, and every time you reclaim your power and every time you reclaim your space, it is a direct challenge to the oppressive forces that are seeking to reduce us, especially as a singular, narrow identity, right? Because especially today in today's times, we are told that we have to pick a piece of ourselves to fight, okay? And what I mean by that is, for instance, if you support women's rights, then that's it. That's all you could do. Support women's rights. Be a woman, support women's rights. Okay, but I'm a man. Why would you support women's rights? Why not? Because I have women in my life that deserve women's rights. I have queer people in my life that deserve women's rights. Right? And women's rights, of course, it's not even just women's rights. There's so many people that enjoy the benefits of, quote, women's rights. Even hormone therapy that we're talking about and that they're trying to erase right now. Gender-affirming care, they're talking about that. But there's so many people that enjoy the benefits of hormone therapy. People with PCOS, for instance, take hormone therapy. It don't mean they're trans. It means that our bodies are not made for the world today and all the radiation and stuff that's in our world, and we are trying to embody that, and we have to deal with that in a certain way. Hell, even people who take steroids because they just want to get bigger and swole. Testosterone is hormone replacement therapy. Even people who just want to get muscular, that's hormone replacement therapy. So remember that when we're talking about getting rid of HRT and gender-affirming care, we're also talking about getting rid of all of these things. Birth control. Birth control isn't just to stop pregnancies. Birth control is also to regulate periods. It's also to regulate things like endometriosis. It's also to regulate a lot of other things, right? And so again, it's not just singular identities, but that's what they want you to think, right? They want you to think that this is like, oh, it's a trans issue. Doo-doo-doo. So when we think about that, what time is it? I don't know what time I started. How much time I got? 5 to 10. I'll take the 10. I don't do binaries. How about 8? Okay. All right. So anyways, I'll get you out of here, I promise. So anyways, thinking about this, especially when we talk about, you know, especially queer joy, when we're thinking about the spiritualityness of it, the psychedelicness of it, I want us to also think about how our joy expands our consciousness, okay? And it takes us beyond the limitations that society has placed on us and opens us up to that deeper, more authentic version of ourselves, okay? Because joy is both a personal and a spiritual journey. It's joy is, especially for me as a two-spirit person, my joy is deeply connected to my ancestors, is deeply connected to my culture, is deeply connected to a very long history of resistance and survival. It's also about reconnecting with my ancestral wisdom that celebrated and has always celebrated the fluidity and embracing the sacredness of each of our identities. So when we experience this joy, it is like a reawakening and a reminder, again, that we are beyond the boundaries placed upon us, okay? We are beyond even the physical being that we are placed upon, and it transcends the oppression that we deal with, and it connects us to something bigger than ourselves. We are all spiritually connected. Okay, and it also empowers us to resist this oppression and transform ourselves. We should be continuously transforming ourselves. No one should be stagnant. So we need to reclaim that through liberation, and reclaim our liberation through sacred play and sacred dance. So again, I love that you played the Madonna song too, because it really got us going, right? Some of you automatically started moving. Some of you automatically started feeling it, right? Some of you started laughing, right? You felt it in your soul, right? Right?
Yeah.
Got it. So whether you connect through your joy, through play, through dance, through drag, through singing, through performance, through art, any form of self-expression that challenges the norm, it has to be central to who you are, okay? Because especially as a two-spirit person, we've always been seen as people who bridge gaps and who bridge worlds together. Okay, we've always done that, right? Like, any of y'all been to a powwow before? If you haven't, man, come on. It's a beautiful experience. Even as a non-two-spirit person, it's a beautiful experience because you get to really feel the spiritual nature of it and that connection to Mother Earth, okay? It's a reason why we dance. It's a reason why we sing. It's a reason why we drum, and we all can feel it. You will feel it in your spirit, and you will feel it in your soul. So, because somebody said I eventually have to get off this stage. As I close up today, I want to leave you with a call to action, because I wouldn't be myself if I didn't leave folks with a call to action. I want you to remember that liberation is not just about individual freedom. It's about collective freedom. It's about creating a world where fluidity is celebrated and where we all are free to live authentically and being ourselves. So I want to encourage each of you to embrace the fluidity that exists within you, to reject the binaries that limit us, and make space for joy, for resistance, and for sacred self-expression. Let's create a world where we can all be liberated, where we all honor our identities, embrace our identities and each other, because I need you to understand that our liberation is intertwined, right? And through it, we will create a world where all of us can be free. And together, we will make that world a reality. Thank you.